皆さん、残念ながらこれで1時間をもう経ちました。最後までお聞きくださりありがとうございます。皆さん、 Voice of Indonesia のソーシャルメディアアカウントをフォローすることも忘れないでください。 Facebook は The Voice of Indonesia、 Insta と TikTok は FOI_Official、 YouTube は FOI_Official、 あなたも LED デジタルアプリとウェブサイト LED.co.id で Voice of Indonesia の放送を聞くこともできます。そして受信報告書はメールで voicelisteners@gmail.com に送られることもできます。それではまた次回お会いしましょう。
Jakarta, welcome to Indonesia Today, the breakfast session of the program, specially presented by Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rama on the mic, your wonderful Wednesday's companion on August 27, 2025. So let's get ready to go around Indonesia, getting closer to its culture, art, food, and many more only on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated two strategic health facilities, namely the Integrated Service Building and the National Neuroscience Institute at the Mahar Marjono National Brain Hospital in Jakarta on Tuesday. In his address, the president emphasized this inauguration marks a concrete step towards strengthening health services and serves as a foundation for achieving the target of building high-quality hospitals in every region of Indonesia. Indonesia's Statistics Agency reported the price of medium rice in Zone 3, which covers eastern regions from Maluku to Papua, rose by 1% in August compared to July. The average price reached 19,000 rupiah per kilogram, or about $1.2, well above the government ceiling of 13,500 rupiah. The agency chief, Amalia Adiningar Widyasanti, yesterday said some highland areas in Papua, such as Intan Jaya and Puncak Jaya, saw prices above 40,000 rupiah per kilogram or $2.5. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Hangat indahnya sang mentari membangunkanku dari tidur yang lelap ini. Singa sinarmu yang terang mulai memasuki mata dan mengusirku dari alam mimpi. Dan kini ku berdegas, segera siapkan diriku untuk mulai menjalani hari ini. Tak sabar ku temui seluruh sahabat yang tersenyum menyambut datangnya pagi ini. Dan ku katakan embun membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini. Dan ku katakan kicau burung bernyanyi, dan kini ku siap untuk jalani hari ini. Siapkan dirimu untuk memulai menjalani hari ini. Lampau membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini. Dan ku katakan kicau burung bernyanyi, dan kini ku siap untuk jalani hari ini.
Hanya untuk sejenak dengarkan Sepasang kata dari segala yang ku ucap. Ku jelang pagi ini nikmati damai di hati. Dalam waktu penuh arti karena aku dicintai. Ku ingat kemarin suasana tak bersemangat. Namun kini ku jalani dan semua rasanya tepat. Bersama kita coba wujudkan harapan. Membuka jalan dalam gapai tujuan.
Matahari bersinar selalu. Ini yang ku minta penuh sama. Bersamamu teman semua. Karena ini saatnya kita nyanyi bersama.
Kita buka yang baru. Sebagai semangat langkah ke depan. Jadi pribadi baru.
Jadi pribadi baru.
Kita buka jalan yang baru. Tebarkan senyum aja gembira. Dalam suasana baru.
Dengarkan hatimu. Pastikan pilihanmu. Esok mentari kan datang. Bawa sejuta harapan. Kita jumpa di sana. Berbagi bersama. Dan kita tahu pelangi yang satukan.
Buka kita buka hari yang baru. Sebarkan semangat maka ke depan.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partohap. Enjoy!
Hand in hand, forever side by side. So special, can we deny? Two souls entwined. I'll pass my pride for a little. What would I found you with a smile? I love who I am when I'm with you. May all the me inside of you. All I want is you. There is no capture needed.
right timing, yeah. experiencing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Srimulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
You're still listening to Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. How's the weather in your place today, VOI listener? Hope you're having a good weather in your place. What about in Indonesia? Let's take a look at today's weather forecast in Indonesia, Wednesday, August 17, 2025. Here we go. Let's start today's trip around Indonesia on the weather forecast taken from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. Mostly will be cloudy here in Indonesia, just like in Banda Aceh that will be cloudy all day long. Rain will be falling in Medan in the afternoon and late at night. Still on Sumatra Island, we have another all-day-long cloudy day in the city of Palembang and Bandar Lampung, while rain will be falling in the city of Padang in the afternoon and late at night. Let's go to Denpasar. That will be rainy all day long with temperatures ranging from 22 to 30 degrees Celsius. Now let's go to Kalimantan Island with the cities of Pontianak, Banjarbaru. That will be all covered by cloud while rain will be falling in Palangkaraya in the evening and in the afternoon in the city of Samarinda. On Java Island, we have the cities of Yogyakarta, Jakarta, precisely in central Jakarta. Then we have Bandung, Semarang and Surabaya that will be all covered by cloud. Let's go to Gorontalo now. That will be cloudy all day long. Now we go to Kupang, Manado, Palu and Makassar. That will be cloudy and partly cloudy. Let's go to the eastern part of Indonesia now with the cities of Ternate, Ambon, Manokwari, Sorong, Nabire, Merauke, Jayawijaya, and Jayapura that will be experiencing a heavy rainy day. Well, that's it, listener, today's weather forecast on the wonderful Wednesday, August 27, 2025. Make sure you keep tuning in on Voice of Indonesia. Keep standing by our side, just like this Indonesian band song, The Massive, featuring Corrigor, Side by Side.
Know you're hurting, but let me tell you one thing. You know that I can take your pain away. Another thing you should know, it's hard for me when you go. What do I have to do to make you stay? I'm nothing, yeah. That's because you're everything. I only feel complete when you're with me. Side by side, we'll make it alright. You and I will make it through the night.
They think that I'm slipping, side by side. They think that I'm trapping money and a tang. When I'm with my queen, without Sachi and Gucci, you're still the hottest in the city. Whoa, don't you worry about my limit, dancing all night. Yeah, I'm really dangerous, no time with no gimmicks. Spending my cash, no limit. Just bring all your friends, we like it. What you wanna do? Let's hit it.
Hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu, berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir. Namun ku tetap bahagia, selalu ku syukuri. Begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudahlah kau temani diriku. Cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersama kesana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudilah kau temani diriku, menjadi istriku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOA listener, museum is an educational place for people to know more about history. Museum keeps the history, which connects meaningfully current social, cultural, and political issues. Person in charge of the National Museum Jakarta, M. Roshid Ridho, invites people to visit the National Museum to learn about history, know about exhibitions, and many more.
To make the National Museum of Indonesia friendly and effective as an educational medium for all groups and individuals, several key priorities can and should be carried out. These priorities reflect both best practices in museum inclusivity and the spirit of the 2025 International Museum Day theme. First, accessibility for all. Ensure that the museum is physically, cognitively, and emotionally accessible to all visitors. The action: install ramps, elevators, lift, and textile pad for people with physical disabilities, provide sign language interpreters, offer quiet hours or sensory-friendly environment for neurodiverse visitor, ensure free ticket for the disabled. And the second priority, community involvement and representation. Create a museum that reflects the stories, voices, and identities of the people it serves. And for the action, partner with local communities, especially marginalized groups, to create program and exhibition. Feature exhibits that highlight diverse ethnicities, religion, gender identities, and social background, and encourage community-created showcase that allows citizens to share their own heritage and experiences. The third, relevant and contextual education. Make the museum a space where history connect meaningfully with current social, cultural, and political issues. The action are align exhibition with the national calendar, such as Ramadan, Kartini Day, Independence Day, and etc. Provide guided tour and educational kit tailored to different age groups, from children to university students. Use historical theme to discuss contemporary issues, such as gender equality, environmental change, or pluralism.
Listen more and rewatch on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, Indonesia Today, from Voice of Indonesia. Now we have information from Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar, who stated that the free nutritious meals program for madrasah students is a strategic initiative to prepare a healthy, smart, and productive generation in line with Indonesia's Vision 2045. The program of free nutritious meal is part of Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto's Quick Beat Results program. The minister expressed his appreciation for the president's attention to the education and health of madrasah Islamic school students through this national policy. The Ministry of Religious Affairs is committed to supporting the program as part of the national strategic agenda, as it contributes to efforts to prevent stunting, develop a quality generation, and realize prosperous families. The total target beneficiaries of the Free Nutritious Meals program reach 82.9 million people, including students, religious boarding school or santri residents, pregnant women, breastfeeding mothers, and toddlers.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
When I'm with you, the stars are running through my head. I wanna tell you, but I don't know how this will end. Wish I could help it, I'm wounded and it's just not the same. And maybe I'm to blame. I know it's tough, I've had enough of always running round with these, yeah. I'm giving up, this isn't love. Honestly, think it's time to leave. Cause I've been searching for something new. Across that ocean, get this view. Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I've been searching.
perfect, but I don't know if we're cost. Believing and learning, we gotta find what we want. Too bad I thought we could have had it all. Keep waiting for something I've been missing all along.
I know it's tough, I had enough of always running around to please ya. I'm giving up, this isn't love. It is time to leave us.
I'll be searching for something new. Cross that ocean, what if it's you? Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I'll be searching for something new. Something, something, something new. Something, something,
for the something new. Keyword of the day. Education is the only means for us to grow into a nation. A quote by Dewi Sartika. Raden Dewi Sartika is known as the emancipation figure and pioneer of education for women in Indonesia. She believed that women have to be taught skills so they can work freely and be themselves. She then built a school specialized for women named Sekolah Istri in Bandung, West Java. Dewi Sartika also became the one and only figure to bravely voice the female labor issue at a time. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Mimpiku, sayangku, sayangku. Sabik sa tapmanin sa tapjam to baga kan hati mo. Ku rindukan matamu senyummu tetap jantungmu. Don't want to let you go. Sejak kau dalam hatiku kenali. Setiap setiap menit setiap jam tuk bahagiakan hatimu.
Ku rindukan matamu senyummu detak jantungmu. Don't want to let you go.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
The city of Batam is famous for heterogenic people. Almost all culture in the city of industry was brought by non-native people from various areas. The city has particular impression in communities both from social, economic, and cultural aspects since Kingdom era 19 centuries ago, which have been brought until now amid globalization and foreign culture invasion. It results in more universal Malay culture. Another culture can enter Malay culture harmoniously, combined with the lives of Malay people who are identical to Islam, without ignoring original values in Malay culture. The term of Malay is the land's umbrella, may give protection on another culture entering the land. While another culture can keep and respect this local wisdom, Malay culture tries to maintain its originality. Although the now generation is hit by cultural disintegration due to massive foreign culture influence, especially in Batam. Because it is strategic as a foreign tourist destination, making values in Malay culture disappear gradually. Head of Batam Tourism and Culture Service, Yus Fahindri, revealed that Malay culture is experiencing erosion of Malay values. The now generation is blown away by modernization, which gradually changes people's mindset globally from traditional life that is rich in culture to disappearing custom, traditional tools, an attitude.
Tradisi kehidupan sehari-hari. Kalau dulu mungkin orang selalu memakai
tradition of daily life has changed. People usually wear teluk belanga, jaket musang, and other traditional clothes. But now we are really see traditional clothes in daily life. Concerning attitude, youngsters do not usually go ahead of the elderly. Traditional fashions are also ignored.
Values in Malay history cannot attract young generation both in formal education and daily life, as stated by a student in a popular Madrasah Aliyah Islamic High School in Batam, Fitrah Rahayu.
Kata gurunya ya, baju Melayu itu.
We do not learn Malay art at school. Teachers say we live in Riau and appreciate Riau Islands. There is no deep history on Malay clothes. Although Malay is unfamiliar for Batam young generation, Malay culture is able to enter the life of non-native people through historical elements shown in art performance in Malay art feasts. so that they are amazed, like said by Fernando, a student who just graduated in Medan and continues to master program in Batam.
Art comes from within. It is not because I love people here, but what we know in Batam is welcoming traditional dance. If we know history of an area, we will love it.
According to him, what needs to be emphasized in cultural introduction is visualization, which contains history, by involving custom leader and literary man for more development. Until now, Malay custom leader, the government, and literary man emphasize combination of traditional and modern aspects, introducing Malay culture to the now Malay generation in various Malay performances with modern nuance, which creates annual agenda, has entered the 13th year. Malay Big Art Feast aim at providing opportunities for youngsters to appreciate Malay culture in modern way by involving neighboring countries which have similar culture like Tumasik, Singapore, Patani, Thailand, Brunei Darussalam, and Malacca, Malaysia. The first Malay Art Feast was even attended by a far country, Madagascar, as stated by the head of Batam Tourism and Culture Service, Yus Fahendri.
There is a saying that Malay will not disappear from the earth. The saying is so complicated because we keep preserving this culture. Culture can be found in various forms, including Malay Art Fest or KSM. It is held every year and so much awaited. People see it as something important that everyone tries to use it in various aspects of life.
In 2011, the annual traditional party was also enlivened by several provinces in Indonesia, like Central Lampung, Meranti Regency, Pekanbaru, Riau, Karimun, and Tanjung Pinang. The opening show of Malay Art Feast Night was Semarak Madani, which is a collaboration of Malay ethnic music and orchestra. It told a story about the journey of Batam. The performance was also adorned with amazing poem and Siput Gondang dance, and ended with Lambak dance. Those people will not forget Malay culture, as it will grow and enter daily life, as long as there's anyone still cares about it till the end of time.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Paik Akori. The song Paik Akori was composed by Arnold Clemens. This Biak language song tells the story of a nomad who misses his hometown. He leaves his hometown to pursue his dreams. He is determined to use his knowledge to develop his hometown, which has beautiful nature. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song from Papua entitled Paik Akori by a user group. Happy listening!
Mm-hmm. balik na paik ako ri paik veyunya suar muraro ras veyunya besonaya mamsu prikna dairo yarir ya buro bubes aena saray aena yendi sarena Resup amberi mure mambarek nam bawabi Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoruya Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Saya kabir, rasoya kabir, rebu besposin sa propayena. Yo maya ke, yanap ya mundo mo bayena. Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoruya. Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Insaya kabir rasoya kabir bebu besposen sa propaena Yo maya ke yanap ya mundo mo baena